Nine presidential aides stand accused of murder and being an accessory to murder in the April 1994 downing of an airplane carrying the then Hutu president of Rwanda and the president of Burundi. That incident was to spark 100 days of bloodshed, in which Hutu extremists killed an estimated 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus. Rwanda has vehemently denied the allegations, and Friday removed its ambassador from Paris back to Kigali. More than 20,000 Rwandans took to the streets in the capital Kigali Thursday to protest the warrants. Minister of Foreign Affairs Charles Murigandi tells VOA his government may go further in its dealings with the former colonial power.
We are wondering if we should continue maintaining even diplomatic relationship with a country which is overtly determined to bring down our government and actually continue to wreak havoc and bring chaos in our country as it did in 1994.
Murigandi says he summoned the French ambassador Thursday to express his displeasure and to ask the French government for an explanation of the warrants. The foreign minister says his government is examining the warrants, issued Wednesday by French judge Jean-Louis Bruguière, and the judge's report, and will soon make a decision whether or not to sever diplomatic ties with France or take some other action. According to Murigandi, France was, in his words, deeply involved in the genocide, and it is guilt and a desire for power that is behind the warrants.
The aim of France is to overthrow our government, bring back to power those who committed the genocide because they were their allies.
France has repeatedly denied having a role in the genocide. Meanwhile, French Judge Bruguière maintains that only the Rwandan Patriotic Front, or RPF, headed by then-General Kagame, had missiles capable of shooting down the airplane to wrest power from the government in office. At the UN's Tanzanian-based International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda earlier this week, the Association of Defense Lawyers released a statement backing the French judge's report. According to the association, during peace talks leading up to the April 6th downing of the plane, the Tutsi RPF committed many atrocities as it built up its power base. Association President Peter Erlinder explains.
During the discussions of peace and the Arusha Accords, Paul Kagame was building up his military for the final offensive, and there is much evidence of huge amounts of materiel being brought into Rwanda during the time that peace was supposed to be in the offing. They were losing politically. They had military dominance, but they were politically weaker. So by the 1st of April, Paul Kagame ordered the assassination and final assault.
The association has called on the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda to begin war crimes proceedings against Kagame himself. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。